Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey there. From CNN, I'm Paola Ortiz with the 5 things you need to know for Saturday, February 10th. The UN is pleading for over $4 billion in aid for Sudan to help curb the, quote, epic suffering caused by the war between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces in the North African nation, which has left millions hungry and displaced. Meanwhile, a, quote, near-total telecoms blackout was reported by the monitoring firm NetBlox yesterday for a third day. The firm says the outage has prevented citizens from locating safe zones and accessing health and banking services. The Sudanese Foreign Ministry blamed the rapid support forces for the blackout, which further complicates the dilemma of millions of locals unable to flee the conflict and who the UN says are in dire need of assistance. The RSF has not publicly denied responsibility for the blackout. Independent candidates affiliated with jailed political Pakistani leader Imran Khan's party won the most National Assembly seats in Pakistan's general election, delivering a surprise victory in a vote marred by a slow count and rigging allegations. These allegations prompted violent protests yesterday. The Human Rights Commission of Pakistan warning that the, quote, lack of transparency surrounding the delay in announcing the election result was, quote, deeply concerning. According to the Election Commission of Pakistan, independent candidates won 98 seats so far, the majority of which are affiliated with Khan's party, with 22 seats still unclaimed. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's party, which had been favored to sweep these polls, has so far won the second most seats with 69. None of the three major parties in the country will win the necessary 169 seats to have a majority in parliament, which won't allow them to form government on their own, leaving it unclear who will be picked as the country's next prime minister. Amid criticism from foreign governments, Pakistan's foreign ministry said in a statement today that international comments regarding the elections do not, quote, take into account the complexity of the electoral process. A Texas woman who left a series of threatening voicemail messages for a federal judge overseeing one of former President Donald Trump's legal cases in Florida has been sentenced to serve 37 months in federal prison. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Florida made the announcement yesterday. In the voicemails, Tiffany Shea Gish threatened to have U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon assassinated in front of her family for, quote, helping the former president. Cannon handled Trump's request for a special master to review documents and items the FBI seized at Mar-a-Lago. Court records show Gish pleaded guilty November 9, 2023. U.S. District Judge David Hittner ordered Gish to serve 3 years of supervised release following her prison sentence. The Super Bowl is tomorrow in Las Vegas. Now, I don't know anything about football, so to explain what folks can look forward to as the Chiefs and 49ers face off, here's CNN's Coy Wire.
Yeah, Paola, the most watched television program in America has more hype than ever this year as the sports and entertainment worlds collide. Taylor Swift has been the gift that keeps on giving, but this is going to be an awesome football game too. The San Francisco 49ers, led by Mr. Irrelevant, the former last pick in the draft, Brock Purdy, they're looking to win an NFL record-tying 6th Super Bowl title, but their first in nearly 30 years. And the Kansas City Swifties, or Chiefs, are led by superstar Patrick Mahomes at quarterback, and they're looking to become the first team to repeat as champs since Tom Brady and the Patriots did it nearly 20 years ago. Let's go, Paola.
Up next, Chinese soccer fans aren't happy with Messi. A city in mainland China has canceled its plan to host a soccer game between Argentina's national team and Nigeria amid a growing backlash in the country against star player Lionel Messi. Messi faced an outpouring of criticism after he remained on the bench during an exhibition game featuring his Major League Soccer team, Inter Miami, in Hong Kong. Many in the sellout crowd hoped to see the man widely seen as the world's best football player, but when he failed to take the pitch, some fans booed, jeered, and demanded refunds. Messi says he wanted to play but was kept off the field because of an injury. Without referring to the saga that happened almost a week ago, Hangzhou Sports Bureau said in a post on WeChat that the game had been canceled, quote, in view of the reason everyone knows. This game was one of two the Argentina team was scheduled to play in China in March. Now that's all for us today, but make sure to tune in tomorrow for the latest episode of CNN One Thing. I'm Paola Ortiz. I'll see you around.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.